Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Ayin. Nida daf Ayin. Today is a unusual daf in Maseches Nida. Not too much about Nida. We've earned the daf about other topics. Just again, parenthetically, Hashem, hope to see everybody. Those who have RSVP'd, the Siyum Bez Hashem Thursday night will be starting at 7:30 Mincha. 7:30 Mincha followed by we'll go downstairs. We'll start the Suda, and then we'll have the Siyum and maybe one other speaker. And then after the Suda, we'll have the Shir on Maseches Brachas, Daf Beis, and Ma'ariv following the event. So that's Hashem the plan. Those are asking me if they could come, what the schedule of events is, number one. And number two, hopefully we're finalizing plans. I've also been getting emails about where the Daf is going to be, starting with Brachas Daf Beis. Hashem, we're finalizing that, and hopefully by next year we'll let everybody know, and we'll announce it, where the new Shi'urim will be, and we will continue from there. Okay, let's get into today's daf, Samach Tes Amid Beis in Nida, Tana Rabbanan Samach Tes Amid Beis, where this Gemara comes up here, because the first question that is asked has to do with our Mishnah, but it is somewhat, we'll see on the Amid Beis, a little bit of Agarata. Tana Rabbanan, Shnei Mesere Asar Dvarim Sha'alu Anshe Alexandria as Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. 12 things that the people of Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Pashtus, they were Jews. They were asking halachic questions. So pashtus, they were Jews, and they were living in Alexandria. That's what we discussed last week, as well as in the Parshas year, relating to Jews living in Alexandria. So you see, it's clear, and either they were living in sin because of the Isra of living in Egypt, or there was some other defense to their behavior, to where they lived. So anyway, the people of Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Gimel Divrei Chachma. Gimel Divrei Agada, three questions in Chachma, Rashi says in Halacha, three Agada, which is Agadata, different Pshatim in Psukim, Gimel Divrei Boros, three foolish questions, as it says, Lo Bur, right, a Bur, Yerechet, and Gimel Divrei Derech Eretz, and three Derech Eretz, meaning about life, as we'll see what those questions are. So here we go. Each one, Gimel Debrei Chachma, the three of Chachma, three of Lamdas. Number one has to do with us. Hazava, Hazava, Vani, Devayolad, Vametzora, Shemesu. The individuals in our Mishnah, An Masai Mitamin Bamasa. For how long are they Mitamin Bamasa? These individuals, Amar Lahen, Achiimo Kabasar. As our Mishnah says, until the Basar starts to rot, that's how long you have the Tuma Durabanan of Tumas Masa, which we explained as Evan Hamasama, where you have the rock in between, so it's only Tumi Durabanan, Da'oraisa during their lifetime, and Durabanan afterwards. That only applies until Yimuk HaBasar, when there is no more Gezerah of Shema Yis Alpha. Good. That's number question number one. Question number two. Bas Mishulachas. Mahi Lekohen. We know that a product of an Isser Kohen marriage, a Grusha LeKohen, a Chalala to a Kohen, any of those products, usually the product is a Chalal. So what about Bas Mishulachas? Bas Mishulachas is a different type of Isser. That is the daughter of a Machzer Grushaso. Pasuk tells us, Vajit Kiseitse, that one is not allowed to take back one's wife. If Reuven divorces his wife, and then the wife goes and marries somebody else, and then either gets divorced or her husband dies, can she go back to the first husband? The answer is no. She's only allowed to go back to her first husband if she did not get married in between, as long as she is a Yisrael. But if she is as long as the husband is a Yisrael, who is allowed to marry a Grusha. But if she married somebody in between, Achrei Asher Hutama'a, says the Pasuk, so she cannot get remarried. What if they did? A man was Masa Grushaso and they have a daughter. Could that daughter marry a Kohen? That was the question. Ma'i l'kohen, mi amrinan kavachomer, do we say, well, it's a kavachomer, uma almana l'kohen gadol, she'ein isura shaveh bakol, b'dapagam, if almana l'kohen gadol, which is not an isser that applies to everybody. It only applies to the kohen gadol. That usually reflects, in halacha, a weaker type of isser. So the isser applies to everybody. Okay, that's strong. But if an isser applies to only certain individuals, that's weaker. So, especially almana l'kohen gadol only applies to one person. One person in every gem, maybe a couple people, a few Kohen Gadol Mashuach Sha'avar, but very few people. So, even Amar Kohen Gadol, which is not an Isser HaShaveh Bakol. Bina Pagum, the child from that relationship is a Pagum, meaning is a Chalol. Lo Yichalol Zaro, the Pasuk says, so Zu She'isur HaShaveh Bakol. So this Isser of Machzer Grushaso is an Isser that applies to everybody. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Seinu Dinsha Bina Pagum. So surely the child should be a Chalal. As we've mentioned many times, the word Chalal means empty. He has been emptied of Kedushas Kahuna, Chil Hashem. If we have emptied this place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chalal is outer space. And it's Chalal. Chalal always means empty. So a Chalal is a dead body. Eno Disha B'ra Pagum. So surely the Ben should be Pagum. O Dilma, or do we say no? Ma Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Shehi Atzmam is Chalalas. There's also, though, a difference. By Almana L'Kohen Gadol, you know why the child's a Pagum? Because, or a Chalal? Because the mother's a Chalala. The mother becomes a chalala right when she marries the Kohen Gadol, meaning she can no longer eat truma and she can't marry any other Kohen. So, I don't know, says the, say the Anshi Alexandria, to Yeshua ben Chananya, what is the halacha of a child, of a daughter of an almana, the Kohen Gadol? Do we say that she is usher to a Kohen? Does she become a chalala or not? So, Amar Lahen, he answered them, he to'eva ve'ein baneha to'evin. A drasha. She is a toeva, talking about the pasuk in Kiseitse, the ain baneha toeven, but the children are not toeven, and therefore she by master grushasa. Rashi was the pasuk ki toeva he lefnei Hashem. She is a toeva vein baneha vein baneha toeven. Okay, first of all, the Rambam paskins in Isuribia like this. Important Rambam for other reasons. Let's just read the whole halakha of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Isuribia perek yut tesbav. Ezo mamzer amur batara, halacha alfen base. Well, who is a mamzer? Ezo mamzer amur batara. Right? Machlokes, tanoim, in Mesechas Yevamis, in the Mems. What is the definition of a mamzer? Right? The Bhagavad Gita quotes, mem tes amur aleph. That's where the machlokes tanoim is. What is a mamzer? The Rambam paskins. Zehaba me erva min ha'arayas. A product of one of the arayas, any of the arayas, from Parshas Achramos and Kedoshim. Chutz min anida. Except for Nida, as the Gemara says, that's a chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A ball, Nida, does not create mamzer. Shaben mi men a pagum ve'ino mamzer. That creates pagum and not mamzer. And it's a pagum, he doesn't have proper midos, and it's some tainted somehow. But halachically, there's nothing wrong. Aval haba al shar arayos bein ba'onis bein barasan bein bezada bein b'shkaga havlad mamzer. The vlad is a mamzer for brother and sister. Ve'echad zacharim ve'echad nekevus asurin la'olam. And whether it's a male or a female, right, a mamzer or a mamzer, so chaman al islam, one of the most tragic situations in halacha, right, there are sir, shenemar gamdar asiri klomar le'olam. So that's the definition of the Rambam paskins. There is mamzer from chayve krisus and worse, chayve misas bezdin. But there is no mamzeris, we paskin, like the Rambam, no mamzeris from chayve lavin. Echad, then our next halacha, which is the one that's important for us now. Echad mamzer shenasa Yisraelis. Oh, Yisraeli shenasa mamzeris. Kivan shebalu achar kiddushin lokin. If a mamzer or mamzeris marries a non-mamzer or mamzeris, and then they have bia, so they get malchus. Get malchus. Kidesh v'lo ba'al eino loke. But if they just got married, kiddushin without bia, no malchus. Ba'al v'lo kiddushin eino loken. Or the opposite. What if they just have a maises nus? They have a bia without kiddushin. Ein alokin. Mishum mamzeris. This is the Rambam Shita. She'ein locha bekol chayve lavin. We spoke about this at length in the mitzvah shiurim in Achremos Kedoshim. The Rambam Shita is that there is never malchus on chayve lavin except with kiddushin and bia. They're all formulated as in the context of a marriage illicit relationship. She'ein locha bekol chayve lavin mishaloka al bi'ila below kiddushin ella, the only one that's just the ma'isa bia, even without a ma'isa kiddushin, is kohen gadol ba'almana kamo she'yisbar. It's only kohen gadol ba'almana, that's v'isha b'fsula yikach, and if she's not allowed to take an almana, so if he takes an almana, based on the language that the pasuk uses, that it is no lo yikach there, so that is why, even without kiddushin, just the ma'isa bia. That's the only one. The Ravid says, we're getting to our point, which is the last line. The Ravid, by the way, on that Rambam says, lo nizba'er v'lo yizba'er v'ha'omra lo yizpa'er. It's not clear, it's not explained, and the one who says it should not feel good about himself. Ki toz gedola, it's a toz gedola. How can the Rambam say that? What, if there's ever a ma'isa bia by any other of the achayvi lavin, it's not ma'isa bia, you don't get malchus for that. It has to be within kiddushin. If a kohen marries a grusha, if a kohen just marries a grusha, okay. But if he just has beer with a grusha, there's no malchus. Yes, that's how it's wrong. But the aveira, according to the Rambam, is a bia b'toch mizgeres shel kiddushin. But then the Rambam adds, hamachzer grushaso mishenisseis havlad kasher shahare eino erva. Machzer grushaso mishenisseis, the vlad is a kasher, like we say here, he toeva veva vein banet toeven, because eino erva. It's not an erva. It's ironic that the Rambam emphasizes this, that it's not an erva, and that's why it's not one of the arayas, and therefore it's not in this in this category, but on the flip side, the Torah uses the language of Toeva in this context. Pasuk tells us in Parshas Kisetse that she is called a Toeva. The Pasuk says in Perek Chaf, where is it? Kitovas. Let me just find it here. The Pasuk says in all of the Toeva Averas are in Dvarim, Kimat. Here it is, Perachav Dalid, Pasuk Dalid. Lo yuchal ba'lo harishon asher sholcha. Lo shuv lakachto lios lo le'isha. He can't take her back. Achari asher hu tama'a. Ki to'eva hi lifnei Hashem. That is a to'eva, taking her back. Lo sachti asa'aretz v'chulu. It's been pointed out, we mentioned this also in past shiurim, that by a number of averus, not going to mention all of them, by a number of averus, the Torah uses the lashon of to'eva. And by almost all of them, Toeva is used to describe the item or the avera and not the person. The person only when it talks about the certain weights and measures, it talks about the person. But most of the time the word Toeva is used to describe the act. Like here, ki Toeva hi lefnei Hashem, that he is going on the act. Or where else do we have Toeva? We have Toeva by mixed dressing. Also in Kiseitse. Lo yia kli gever al isha, v'lo yilbash gever sin las isha, ki toavas Hashem alokecha kol ose eila. Oh, there it's called ose eila. Toavas Hashem, it's disgusting to God, kol ose eila. There it's already connected to the person. Or elsewhere, the term Toeva is used to describe Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Lo tas Hashem l'Hashem alokecha, ki kol toavas Hashem asher sane, asu l'elohehem, v'chulu. Yud beis lamet aleph. Or, where else do we have? We have it by bringing a carbon with a mum. The Torah says, when you want to bring a carbon with a mum, the Torah says, lo sizna l'Hashem alokecha shor v'aseh, asher yiyah bo mum, kol davar ra, ki tovas Hashem alokecha hu. It, describing the carbon with a mum. Dvarim, Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Aleph. We have many averus related to this. One of the more well-known ones is Mishkav Zachar. Mishkav Zachar and Vayikra, the Torah describes to us that anyone who violates Mishkav Zachar also is violating this Isser of Toeva. That is in Perak Yudches, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Okay, so there are many, but this is one of them, and the Gemara here even has a diyuk relating to the only he Toeva. Here it's saying he Toeva is going on the her, but if you read the Pasha of the Pasuk, sounds like it's going on the act. But either way, we're darshaning he Toeva, vein bonah Toevin. Okay, that's the second question that the Anshi Alexandria asked the Chachamim. Third question of Divrei Chachma. Shnei Mitzora'in. This is the largest one. This is going to take up the whole Amud, and then we're going to get to all the other questions on Amud Beis. Shnei Mitzora'in. Shnei Arvu Karbonosehin Zebazeh. Two Mitzora'in. We know somebody who gets Saras, Bevadai, and he waits out his days, and then he becomes Tar. So he has to go through a whole process of becoming Tahar. First day, he has to shave his head, and he has to bring the two birds, the tziparim, the dipped with the blood, and then wait another week, and then at the end of that week, shave his head again and go to the mikvah, and then bring karbanos, ola, chatas, and asham. Bringing three karbanos. So shnei mitzora'in is arba karbanos and zebazeh. These karbanos, the ola, chatas, and asham, they were all mixed up. Two mitzoras, v'karv karbanos shalechan mehen, and the karban of one of them was brought, we don't know whose, v'meis, echan mehem. And then one of them died. V'hasheni matehelav. We don't know what to do with the second one. What's the problem? Rashi explains that if both of them were alive, it's not a problem. So you bring all of them, and they all have kavanah l'shem mishahu. My kavanah should work for me, and your kavanah should work for you, and shalom al Yisrael. The problem is that one of them died. One of them died, and that causes problems. Why? Because you can't be makriv any of the ones that are left. Why? Anyone that you're makriv, if you assume it's the dead guy, so a person can't bring karbanos of a dead guy. Right, he is already in, and you can't bring a lachar misa. If I already bought mine, so then it's chul and bazara if I'm bringing an extra one. That's Rashi on the second skinny line. Aval achshav einu yochol lahakriv et zeh. Shema shel mesu, v'avichata shemesu ba'aleh. Maybe it's chata shemesu ba'aleh, and therefore it's one of the chatos mesos, one of the five chatos mesos, halacha moshe b'sinai, that it has to be left to graze and die. V'karban achar nami einu yochol lahavi. And you can't bring a different karban, just in case, yeah, maybe this is the dead guy's, so therefore I'm going to bring another one. No. Shema oso shakara v'ayishalo. Maybe he already brought his, he was already yotzei, v'niftar. V'nimsa maybe chulin ba'azara. And then he ended up bringing chulin ba'azara. So what else? So what else? You can't bring these. You can't bring another. Maybe you could make a tanai. If I'm obligated, then it's a chova. And if I'm not obligated, then it's a nedava. No. Why? because one of the kabbanis is a chatas. Shein chatas ba nedava. A chatas cannot be brought as a nedava. So therefore, we are stuck. So what do you do here? You have two mitzvahs mixed up. One carbon was brought, and one of them died. So what does the second one do? Says the Gemara. That's their question. So the lamdish question. L'chora, actually, the Andrew are Jews, right? A non-Jew would not be asking such questions. So Amar Lahen, Kosev Nechasav La'Acherim. What should he do? He should give away all of his possessions to others. Right, he says, all to become Torah. Because meanwhile, if he's a Mitzora, he can't eat Kachim, he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So he doesn't want to live like this the rest of his life. So he wants to do something. He wants to, even though it might hurt him in the short one. So Kosev Nechasav La'Acherim, he should give all of his possessions to somebody else, probably a friend of his, somebody who will give it back to him. Kosev Nechasav La'Acherim, Behavi Ani. And for that moment, he will be an ani. And then if somebody's an ani, if the mitzvah is an ani, then it's a different carbon you bring. Or maybe chatas ha'of, then the chatas turns into a bird, and a chatas ha'of is the only carbon that we know is haba'al ha'safek. A chatas ha'of can be brought al ha'safek, so therefore, everything will be solved, the chatas if he gives away all of his possessions. Says the Gemara Bohika Asham, what about the Asham? Fine, you solved the chatas problem. We said there's ola, chatas, and asham. Ola is not a problem because you can make a tanai on that. The chatas is a problem. You can't make a tanai. So you make it a chatas of al safik. So a chatas of can be brought al safik. What about the asham? Yika asham. Amar Shmuel kishkar v'ashamo. His asham, the only way that this answer of Yishuv Bechanani will work is if the asham has already been brought. That's what the case must be. Where the asham was ready to be brought, that's where he says to do this to get out of the problem with the chatas, and the ola is not a problem either. Stop there for a minute. Chassam Sofer here has a comment that he says not only could one be kosim nechasa l'achirim, but one could also be mafkir is nechasim. Why do you have to give it to somebody else? Just be mafkir. Be mafkir the nechasim, and then he says it's based on a tosfos in Nazir on Daf Nun Hey. Just be mafkir the nechasim, and then you'll also be considered an ani. Unless you say, you know, you're worried, you want to do this in a way that you'll be able to get it back. And if you're just mafkir, maybe somebody actually will pick it up. So the Chazam Sofer, though, says, Meikir Adin mafkir would work. The Sofer's Paneach, in Pashas Mitzora, argues. He says, no, Hefker would not work here. It's not good enough. It's still connected to you. Interesting, Machlokas Achronim, in Lumdis. How do we look at Hefker? Different questions. Is Hefker, two formulations given by the Achronim. Is Hefker a Kinyan, or is Hefker a Siluk? Is it just, I'm not doing anything actively, I'm just removing my ownership. After all, I'm not giving it to anybody, so how can it be a kinyan? A kinyan always requires two parties. So hefker only involves one party, so I'm just being mesalik myself, that's what I'm doing. Or do I say, no, I'm being makna it. To who? So you could have different formulations. Either to the rabbim, to the street, I'm being makna it to the street, you're allowed to be makna it to the rishus rabbim. Or maybe you could look at it, I'm being makna it to the person who eventually picks it up. With a little limbo in between. So different ways. Same question is asked by Mechila. Is a Mechila Siluk? Is a Mechila Hakna? But that's a question how one could look at it. Maybe one could suggest that the more it is a Siluk, the more it's still connected. I remove myself, but nobody else is connected yet. I'm the last person to be connected to it. So therefore, maybe that's not good enough to be considered an Ani. Masha Enkin, if you say more, it's a Hakna, it's more of an active giving it to somebody. So maybe then it's really out of my Rishus. It's in Rishus HaRabim now. It's in Rishus of the potential future owner. Either way, interesting Machlokas Achronim, which might go to the root of what Hefker is, explaining here whether Kosev Nechasav L'Acherim is Bedafka, or one could even use Hefker. Good. So the Gemara says that the case here is where a person can be Kosev Nechasav L'Acherim, he can make himself an Ani, he brings the Chatas Al-Safik, the Asham was already been brought, and the Ola you can give Al-Tanai. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Gavra Rabba, Kishmua Lema Kiyai Milsa. I don't believe, says Rav Sheshes, that Shmuel says such a thing. I don't believe it. He said that the case is that the Asham was already brought, then the whole case wouldn't work. We're saying the Asham was already brought, and now he makes himself poor to be able to bring a Chatas Ha'of. That doesn't work, says Rav Sheshes. Because as we're going to see, if you bring certain karbanos, that's koveya, and that's machriya for all the karbanos. Come on, who is Shmuel trying to explain like? Ik Reb Yehuda, if he's trying to explain like Reb Yehuda, what does Reb Yehuda say? Ha'amar Asham Kava. Shmuel, Reb Yehuda holds that the Asham is koveya. So if you bring the Asham first, so then Memela, if the Asham was brought by Ashirus, then all the other karbanas have to be brought by Ashirus. And even if you'd give away all your other karban, all your other money, you still have to bring the chatas by Ashirus. So if we're saying the Asham was already brought, then you're stuck.
V'kiven the Kabbalah Asham ba'ashiras, since the you kaveh the Asham lo mati ma'isi chadas bedalus. You can't bring a chadas bedalus in the on the lower level pay scale. Ditznah, the Mishnah says a Maseches Negaim mitzora shehevi carbon ani v'hashir o ashir v'heni a mitzora that brings a carbon ani and became rich or an ashir and then became poor. So what determines? So Hakol holeh achra chatas divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds everything follows chatas. Whenever you bring the chatas, so that's koveya for the other karbanos. That's Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda omer Hakol holeh achra asham. Reb Yehuda says no, you go after the asham. And therefore, if you bring the asham ba'ashirus, then everything else has to be ba'ashirus. Reb Lazar ben Yaakov omer Hakol holeh achra tziparim. You go after the tziparim, meaning a week earlier. The big difference, big nafkamina, the tziparim are brought on day one, while the other karbanos are brought on day eight, the day after the waiting the 7 days. So who is Shmuel explaining like that you already brought the asham and the chatas can still go down? If he's going like Rabbi Yehuda, then it's too late, because you could have brought the asham, you can't go down to the chatas of an ani. V'ikrib Shimon da'amar chatas kava. And if we're going like Reb Shimon who says the chatas is koveya, so avagav delo karav asham, even though the asham was not karav yet, nesi acher. So you should be able to bring another one. If the chatas is koveya, then even if the asham wasn't brought, he should be able to bring another one. D'hasham min only the Reb Shimon, because if it's Reb Shimon shita, Reb Shimon himself holds d'amar laisi v'lisni. Reb Shimon does say that you can make a tanai for the asham. D'tanya, amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, lo machras maybe asham of a logo imo. Reb Shimon says that the next day, he could bring. What is this talking about? Rashi explains, second to last line, Suffolk Mitzorah. By a case of a Suffolk Mitzorah. And the Brisa says, on the day after his tefillah, the day he brings his karbanos, on day eight, he brings his asham, maybe asham of a lugoimo, and the oil that he has to bring with it. Uma amido b'shar niknar, you stand them up by shar niknar, on the east side of the Azara, on the west side of the Ezras Nashim, right in the middle there by the shar niknar. Umas nalam, you make it tonight. V'yomer, im mitzorahu, haray asham of a lugoimo. If I am a mitzora, so this is the carbon asham that I owe, and this is the oil that I owe. V'im lav asham ze yehe shalmi nedava. And if not, this asham should be a shalmi nedava. The same type of animal can be brought. Right? That's why it could work. It could be a shalmi nedava. V'oso asham, but that carbon, asham ze shlamim, you gotta be machmir all around. Gotta be machmer all around what you do with this animal. But the Ikar is Reb Shimon says you could do it al tanai, but be machmer. What machmer? Va'oso asham, ta'un, shchitas abatzafa. Number one, you have to shechel it in the north side of the Mizbeach, like an asham, unlike a shlamim requires. V'ta'un matanas bahonos. And you also need to sprinkle it on the bohen, on the big thumbs and the big toes of the, and the ears of the mitzora, just in case it is an asham. Usmicha. And it requires smicha. What do you mean smicha? Which doesn't? Rashi quotes here, Dibba asham leka smicha. That is a difficult Rashi, that an asham does not need smicha. Pashas is a beforeish Mishnah in the Seches Menachas. Tosfos asks this on Rashi. So the first Mishnah, the Psadik Beis, call karbonus hayachid, tunin smicha. Every karbon yachid needs smicha, except for Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. It's a little tsarach ieni. It's another Rashi that says elsewhere the Aruch Lener points out, maybe agrees, but this Rashi is very difficult. What does it mean to ba'asham like a smicha? So some suggest, Tosfos argues a Rashi and says, you know why smicha here is on the list? Because the smicha of an asham is different than the smicha of a shlamin. They both require smicha. Unless that's what Rashi means. Asham doesn't need smicha like a shlamin needs smicha. Maybe that's what it means. Tosfos says, what's the difference? That an asham requires less, you don't have to put your whole body onto it. Also, asham that smicha haynu ba'akufe yada l'manda amr smicha asham mitzor la'ab da'araisa. Because some say that the smicha of an asham is only a dindra rabbanan. You definitely require it, but only dindra rabbanan, not a da'araisa. And therefore, you don't need b'chol kocho. Umishum the smicha so chaluka mishark ashamos kamar hachi. Tosfos says that's why smicha is on the list because the smicha is different. But you take Rashi kipshuto, it's a little difficult. What exactly is meant? The Rambam talks all about smicha in Paragimel of Hilchos Maaser Karbanos. We've quoted this in Zvachim and in Menachos. Remember, well, everything you want to know about smicha is right here. You do smicha in the Azara. The Menachas Chinuch has all of the permutations and questions about smicha in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra on the mitzvah on the carbon of Ola, where he talks about what about if you yarshin a carbon, do you do smicha on that?
And what if the person who you yarshed from is not a bar smichel, is he yarshed from your mother? All different permutations and interesting questions. But the Rambam ends off. V'tzarech ha-somech lismoch b'chol kocho b'shtei yadav al rosh ha-behima. Smich has to do be with all one's koach. Sh'nemar al rosh ha-ola. Lo ala tzavar v'lo ala tzadin v'lo yidav rechotzis b'in yadav v'in ha-behima. No chatzitza, and with all b'chol kocho. Keita tzomech, im haya karban kachi kachim, if it's kachi kachim, amita b'tzafon upanav l'mayrev, ha-somech lomid b'mizrach, we talk about it, and umisvada al chatas avon chatas, v'yal asham, avon asham. V'yal ha'ola, misvada avon asay, ola is for Yisuri asay, v'yal avon los asay shenitiko asay, which ola is also misvada for, mechaper for, and you say chadaz yavisi b'shati v'chulu, if it's a karban shlomim, Somech b'chol makam sheyirtzem in azara b'makam shchita. The Rambam says that smicha can be done anywhere where the shchita of shlamim can be done. We say take up l'smicha shchita. Therefore, they're also connected. Shlamim shchita shlamim can be done anywhere. So too smicha. The yirali the Rambam then ends off. What do you say when you do smicha v'shlamim? Sheinam esvada al shlamim aval omer divrei shevach. You just daven a little bit when you give a shlamim because there's no averus connected. But the Rambam says beforish like Tosfos that smicha is required by asham. Okay, a little sarachin on the Rashi. So we're still in the sheet of Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says that you're allowed to bring this asham al tnai, that maybe it's an asham mitzora, maybe it's a shlamim, a shalmin adava, and we're just covering our bases. So you do everything that one of them needs. Unisachem, you have to bring the sachem, which is usually needed by a shlamim. Utenufa chazi v'shok, and you have to do the waving that a shlamim usually needs, and the chazi v'shok, which are given to the kohen. V'ne'achal zechrekun, and the entire animal is only eaten by meal kohanim, because maybe it's an asham. Liyom v'layla, and a short time to eat it, only that day and that night, like an asham, not like a shlamim, which has day-night-day. That is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon. The Chachamim don't like this pshara. Why? Just cover your bases. Because of the last detail. Maybe kach on the base of soul. Because you are bringing kach on the base of soul. What does that mean? I am allowing, I'm bringing a carbon and putting myself into a situation where I'm going to have less time to eat it than it normally should have. If I bring a carbon that's only supposed to have a short amount of time to eat it, that's the carbon. But I'm not allowed to bring a carbon that potentially should have more time to eat it, and I'm only going to give it a shorter amount of time to eat it, because then I'm creating noser for no reason. That's Ein Mivim Kachon Beis Apsul. The Aruch Laner is Medayik and Rashi. The Rashi here says, you're Mema'id Zman Achilason. The emphasis is that you're being Mema'id the time, not mema'it the people that can eat it. Because that's another thing you're limiting here. You're being mema'it only male kohanim, not even women Yisraelim. Right? You get a male and female Yisraelim eat a shlamim, while zichrei kahuna, the only ones that could eat the asham. Okay, so it must be, the Aruch Laner says, that that's not an issue of mevi'im kachon lebeis apsol. Okay, just by the way, that's why we, on Erev Yom Kippur, we don't say Mizmor Lasoda, because we don't want it, it's the carbon toda, and we're going to have to stop eating it right when Yom Kippur starts, and Emi V'yem Kachon L'beis Apsul, and that's, you're not allowed to do that, right? If it's, even though it's only a couple hours, toda can only be until Chatzos anyway, but it's still a couple hours, Emi V'yem Kachon L'beis Apsul. Either way, question mark, we have a question here, because why? The Gemara asks, who is Shmuel explaining like? Shmuel said that this answer of Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya is talking about a case. We have two mitzvot that are mixed up. What do you do? One of them died. So Shmuel says, oh, you give away all your nechasim, you become an chatas, you can bring a chatas over Baal Safik, you already brought the asham. But one second, if you already brought the asham, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then you have to bring an asham of Ashiras. And if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then just bring the asham al Tanai. You can just get another carbon. So the Gemara answers, Shmuel sabal akreb shimim dechada upaladalei bechada. Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon regarding one halacha, meaning that the Asham is not koveya. He agrees in that regard, the Asham is not koveya, but he argues with him on the other halacha that you can make a tznai. It does not ring you can make a tznai. Asham is not koveya, but you cannot bring an Asham al tznai. That's why he has the middle, he has the middle approach. A little difficulty, Tzarech Ian, the Kesef Mishnah, asks and does not answer that the Rambam quote holds that Asham is koveya, and he holds like are the answer of Yeshua ben Chananya. Right, the whole Gemara seems to say that Shmuel, who explains Yeshua ben Chananya, is because of a case where the Asham was already sacrificed, it was already given, and he does not hold that the Asham is Koveya. The Rambam Paskin's Asham is Koveya, and he quotes this psak of Yeshua ben Chananya. A little difficult, that's the Rambam in Mechusrei Kippurim, where he talks about our case, halachas, one right after another, in Mechusrei Kippurim Perakei, halacha Tes and Yud, that's where he discusses it. Okay, let us continue now. Those are the three divrei chachma that were asked. Now we get to Shlosha Divrei Agada, the three Agadic questions. Kasev Echad Omer, one pasuk says in Yecheskel, Kilo Echpos Bamos Hameitz, Hashem is not interested in seeing the death, right, of someone. Kilo Echpos Bamos Hameitz. Interesting that Hashem says, and the pasuk says, Yecheskel, Bimos Hameis. I'm not interested when the dead person dies. Bimos Hameis. Shouldn't it be Bimos HaChai? Bimos Hameis, it's not Bimos Hameis, because then he's already dead. Reminds us of Ki Yipol HaNofel Mimenu. Pol HaNofel, by the Ma'akeh. You're worried that the Nofel is going to fall. What do you mean? He's not a Nofel until he falls. So what did Chazal say on that pasuk? Well, he was destined to fall. Yipol HaNofel. He was destined to, if he falls, he was destined to fall. So maybe you could say the same thing here. Ki lo achpos b'mos hameitz. Hashem doesn't want the mos hameitz. He's destined to die, but Hashem's not interested. Doesn't make him happy. Ki lo achpos b'mos hameitz. So anyway, one pasuk says Hashem does not want it. Because of Echad Omer lo chafeth Hashem ha-misam. Hashem does not want to kill them. So, what is it? So answer, kan ba'osin shuva, kan b'sheinosin shuva. Somebody's about shuva and Hashem doesn't want to. But a person's time comes. But if somebody does not do tshuva, Hashem doesn't feel so bad. One. Two. Kasav echad omer, lo yisafanim, v'lo yikach shochad. One pasuk says that Hashem does not show favoritism. He doesn't take bribes. V'kasav echad omer, yisa Hashem panav elecha. And one says Hashem shows favoritism. So kan kodem gzardin, kam lachar gzardin. So before the gzardin, he doesn't show favoritism. He shows favoritism. He'll try to give rachmanis before the gzardin. But after the gzardin is finished, after the gzardin, there's no time. Okay, a couple of points relating to this section. Lo yisafan lo yikach shochad. Hashem doesn't take shochad because shochad blinds us. So the answer is before and after gzardin. Tosfos notes that the Gemara in Brachas asks the same question and gives a different answer. The Gemara in Brachas b'shem the malachim, the angels, the malachim yeshuris, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you show favoritism to Bnei Yisrael? Right? Why do you show favoritism? Yis Hashem panav elecha. How could he show favoritism? Doesn't it say in your own Torah, lo yisafanav lo yikach shochad? So what does Hashem answer? How could I not show them favoritism? Brachas chafim abeis. I have to show them favoritism. Why? Because they go out of their way for me. So I have to go out of my way for them. How do they go out of their way for me? Because they bench even on a kezias, even on a kebetza, even though midaraisa, you don't only have to bench on sviya, v'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. They go out of their way for me and bench on even smaller amounts. So I go out of my way for them and show them favoritism. That's the beautiful Gemara in Brachas and Afchafim Abeis. But Tosfos asks, how do you have the same question in two different Gemaras and different answers given? Tosas Imraskal Khan, the first one. Amailo Mashani ki hacha, ohacha ki hasam. The Ishlomer Tosas answers, Talolam Shinu the hacha ikr. This is the ikr answer. Before Gzardin, after Gzardin. Before Gzardin, he can show favoritism. After Gzardin, he cannot. But Vikra da'at da'asher lo yisafanim ma'ir ben miso ben ba'akum. Really, the pasuk is by both Jew and non-Jew. Bo'vikacham avilu kodim gzardin. Bo'vikachavim is even before gzardin. That is no favoritism. Liyisrael la'achar gzardin, favoritism. Aval hu nichnas lam liyisrael l'fni mishuris hadin. There, the answer is like what it says here. But within kodim la'achar gzardin, there's a difference between Jew and non-Jew. That's when the Gemara and Brachas come. Step one is this Gemara. Step two is, if that's true, that there's a chilek between Jew and non-Jew, so then why is that? That's what the Malachim ask. That's step two, after our Gemara deals with it. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, the Gemara here says, la'achar gzardin, then that's it, it's over. No favoritism. The Gemara, though, says in various places, I'll read you one Gemara, that even after gzardin, there are ways to get out of it. Number one is betzibur. A tzibur could rip up a gzardin. Gedola tshuva, yud zayinim abeiz in Rosh Hashanah. Shem karaz gzardino shel adam. Tshuva is great. It goes there a gzardin. And the Gemara says there are actually four things that could be korea the gzardin of a person. The Gemara says, what are those four things? Tfila, tshuva, tsa'aka, and tzedaka. That line actually is on Daf Tezayin Amabez, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Dalad Varmakaram Zardino Shaladam, Elohein Tzedakah Tzaaka Shinui Hashem V'Shinui Maisa. And then it goes through, Tzedakah, right, Tzaaka is davening, Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maisa. What does all that mean? I think we've discussed in the past that all four of these, in a certain regard, all four of them on a deeper level mean changing the person who they are. Some of them are more straightforward than others. Shini Hashem, changing your name. What does changing your name mean?
to change your actions. The Ron says a person should think to himself that he's a different person. Shini Hashem. Shini Maisa. The Ritva right here in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Abay says Shini Maisa. That doesn't mean just stopping to do Averis, because that's obvious. That's not Makarang Zardino. Shini Maisa means even the gray areas. Even the I'm not sure if this is so wrong, meaning changing who we are. That's Shini Maisa. Staka is not just giving staka, but becoming a baal staka. And sa'aka, davening, Rav Hirsch writes, and the Sefer Ikarim before him, and the Rishonim, we're different people after we daven than before we daven. Right? The Sefer Ikarim writes, the question that has bothered many, that has driven many people away, is, how does tefillah work? If I don't deserve it, how does my davening get it for me? And if I'm supposed to get a gzeira anyway, then how does my davening change it? And if I'm not supposed to get a gzeira, then what am I davening for? It's this question, like, what, is God changing? So if it's Sevi Karim says, no, man is changing. After I get through an atachon li adam das, if I daven properly and I inculcate in myself the proper messages of davening, I'm a different person. So therefore, the gzeira was only supposed to be on Rosner A, not on Rosner B. So that's how tefillah works, because we are different. But those items, sa'aka, tzedakah, shinui Hashem, and shinui maisa, those are the four on the list, along with shuva on the next daf, those are also makarang zardino as well, so that should be looked at in context along with this gemara. Good, next question. Next question, the third divrei agada that was asked by the Anshe Alexandria. Kasav echad omer ki bachar Hashem b'tzion. One pasuk says Hashem chose Yerushalayim Tzion. The kasav echad omer ki alapi va'al chamasi haisa ha'irazos. My anger was on this city. Pretty amazing. This is the daf for after the day after Tisha B'av, right? Which is this year. It's Yud Aleph Av, but it's the day after we hold Tisha B'av. Ki alapi va'chamasi, Hashem says he threw out his anger. Haisa ha'ir v'haisa li ha'ir azos l'min hayom asher banu osad hayom azeh. Hashem, that Yerushalayim has angered me. So is it the chosen city in love or the chosen city in anger? So the Gemara says it depends. Kan kodem shenasa Shlomo es bas paro, kan shenachar shenasa Shlomo es bas paro. As the Gemara says elsewhere, when Shlomo married the daughter of Paro, that was already the beginning of the end. Rome was the seeds of Rome were created already on that day, which will eventually lead to the Churban Habayis. Next. The third section, Shlosha Divrei Boros, three foolish questions that were asked to Rav Shimon Mechananya. Number one, Ishto Shalot Maushet Tatame. Each of these are fascinating in their own right to figure it out. Does the wife of Lot, who is now a pillar of salt, does she give off Tumas Meis? What Tumas Meis? We know a body that gives off Tumas Meis. We even learned earlier in this Pesachta about Tumas Rekev, about Tumah of a body that is pure, that was not buried in anything else, and was buried in a closed box. Maushet Tatame. Did it have something external? That was the Gangilon discussion. But here, what about the salt? The salt of Eishes Lot, is it Metame? So Amar Lahem, Meis Metame, Veinitzin Melech Metame. He says no. It's not Metame. Only a Meis Metame, not Itzin Melech, as the Marsha here says, Panam Chadashus Bo'olakan. It's panim chadashus. It's a new form, and therefore it is not metame. That is Eishes Lot. Next, Ben Shunamis Maushe Yatame. What about the Ben Shunamis, the son of the Shunamis that Elisha was able to be Mechaya? Is the Ben Shunamis metame after he comes alive? That's the question. When he's dead, he's dead. But after he becomes alive, Rashi, Maushe Yatame La'achar Shechieu Michashav Kameis. Is he a walking dead person? So Amar Lahan, he answered, no, Meis Metame, Vein Chai Metame. Only a Meis is Metame and not a Chai. Okay, a number of Ha'aris on this point. The Radvaz asked the question, he was asked the question in Vav Yud Beis, Vav Beis actually, why didn't the Gemara ask, why didn't they ask on the Ben Atzarfatit, Ben Atzarfit, that Eliyahu HaNavi was Mechaya, that was earlier in Tanakh. Eliyahu was the Rebbe, Elisha was the Talmud. So why did they ask about that? So says the Radvaz in a tshuva, Sha'atame meni, levan da'amar, Pinchas ze Eliyahu, hech nitma la'achyas ben atzarfit. If Pinchas was Eliyahu, if it was the same Neshamas, so how did he become Tameh? We'll get back to that. But he says at the beginning, tshuva, kamadar nemru b'davar zeh. Yesh omer, a couple of answers. How did Eliyahu do it? This is the question of Tosfos at the end of Bamatziah also. He quotes Tosfos. He says, number one, yesh omer shalom eis mamish. Maybe he wasn't actually dead. He was only mostly dead. He wasn't actually dead. V'achim ashba, midachsiv, achalon nosra bo neshama. V'cheinira, lo targi yonos amenuziel, he quotes there. And that says, that's what it sounds like at the end of Nida. Why? And the Ida says, Ma ben ashunamis, ma ushi yitame. Why did they only ask that question? Umi delo ibay lohu be ben atzarfit. to Kadim. Why didn't he ask about Eliyahu and Ben Atzarfid? Mashma this really to Lo Mesa. Must be. They weren't bothered by that question. Why? Because it must be that he didn't die. Only Ben Ashunamis, but not the Ben Sarfis, right? So that's why, and Elio, nobody's saying Elisha was a Kohen, but Elio, so that's number one, maybe he didn't die. Vein zed derech nachon klal, the Radvaz doesn't like this answer, because it says, l'hamis es b'ni, re'ei chai b'neich, right? So all these, sounds like from the Pesukim that he was dead. That was number one. Others say, another answer given, he says, v'ra'isa l'rabeinu b'chai, shekasav that Sarfis nachmer saisa. Maybe she wasn't Jewish. And maybe they're not Matame Ba'ohel. So that's the second answer. So he says, I don't think that's right. Shahare Amr Chazal, Shayona ben Amitai. V'chiyona Navi Aya ben Nachris Aya. V'chidimashit is Gaia, Echmiachis Osachar Aviv. Right? So some say that it was connected to Yonah. And if a Sue, and how is it possible? Efshar she is Gora Navi Eitzel Anachris. Right? The Elio lived with this woman and shared a place. Right? So he stayed with a non-Jewish woman. And number three, would you say v'su v'chi b'shvil akum hayinasa neis kazeh? Elavada Yisraelis haisa. Kitzarfet asmucha letzid only Yisrael haisa. So that was the second answer. Try. She wasn't Jewish. Vatosis, but the, again, the first answer was the diuk of maybe he wasn't dead. That's why our Gemara only asked the question about the Shunamis and the Tzarfis. The third answer, he quotes the Tosas at the end of Bamitzia, who says, maybe Hayabar, which is the Pashas, probably the most Pashan answer, he was dead, but Hayabar lo sheyichyeyu. He was vaday certain that he was, would be able to do Tchias HaMesim. Wakach Hayamutu Rebnei Pikuach Nefesh. It was Pikuach Nefesh to get his life back. That's an interesting use of Pikuach Nefesh. The Radvaz himself doesn't like this, because he said, Vakash Achad Adin Sof Chalanes. It was Eliyahu HaNavi, he could be Somech Chalanes. But he said in Somchem, Vesu, in Barlo Shiachayeu, if he was so sure of it, im Kain lo Hayashai Bikoach Nefesh. It's a circle. If he was sure that he could get him back alive, it wasn't Bikoach Nefesh, and if it was Bikoach Nefesh, then it wasn't Barlo. What does that mean? It's a funny question. You might say, no, it was Bikoach Nefesh up until he made him back alive. Right now, his life's in danger until Elio does something. Odish Lafarish, maybe he didn't touch him, Lo Nitme Elio, he just was over him, Allah was like Allah Mata Menashe, Allah doesn't mean on top of him, so he says doesn't like that pshat. He argues, he says, Odish Lafarish, Harasha Isa, maybe that's the pashtus. It was Harasha, Kadeshis, Kadeshim, Shemaim, Al Yado. Anyway, it's a fascinating shuva, a little short shuva. It's the Radvaz, Chelik Vav Simen Beis, Alafim, Reish, Gimel. But he talks about four or five different answers that he did. Odish Lafarsha, the Beis Mitzvah, Shein Lokovrim, Haya, Vetumo, Tehuyehi, Etzlo. Okay, all these different answers. How to explain. But the Shiloh originally was, how could he be Matami himself? This is similar to the Shaila that Tosfos asks in Masechet Sanhedrin. Right? This has come up in Parsha Shir, it's come up in Daf Yomi Shirim. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, that there was an Apikoris, and a min that asked Rabbi Avahu, Elokeichem Kohen, who, your God is a Kohen, as it says, V'yichuli Truma, so Kikavri Lamoshe B'may Tavil. So if he was a Kohen and he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Torah says at the end of the Torah, but my tavil, what type of mikvah did he use? Because after all, there's no water in the world that could fit God. There's no fire in the world that could fit God. So he says, no, yes, there is a fire in the world. Okay, that's the question of the Gemara. What was he tovil in? Tosfos, holo kasha lehech nitma. Why didn't he ask him like our Gemara? How did he make himself tamei? There's like the question that was asked to the Radvaz. He says, that's not an answer. Di Yisrael nikru banam lamakom. No, but Yisrael or nikru banam lamakom. So therefore, you're allowed to be matami for a family member. Fascinating. But we like to quote the Brisa that is printed at the beginning of Maseches Smachos. Right before Maseches Smachos, in the back of Maseches Avodah Zarah, there's a Brisa printed there. And the Nachlas Yaakov on the bottom of the Evel of Maseches Smachos, which is also called Evel Rabasi, he asks, what is this Brisa doing here? The Brisa says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote the firstborns at the beginning of, in the middle of the night, but they didn't die all the way into the morning. Because after all, one pasuk says, Hashem vahi v'chatzi alayla, Hashem hiko kol b'char, and the other pasuk says, ki lipo kol b'char, b'yom ha-kosi es Mitzrayim, that Hashem smite them by night or by day. So the answer in the Brisa is that Hashem smote them by night, but they didn't die until the morning. And then the Maseches Smachos, which is all about Hilchos Avelos, goes into all the halachas, starting off with Hagoses, Hariyu Kachai L'chol Davar, the Chulu, and it goes into the halachas of Goses, and then it goes into what happens when a person dies, what the halachas are. Says the Nachlas Yaakov, that's the point. The point is, this is answering Tosfos' question. Why? Because the question was, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Matami himself by Moshe? So Tosfos answers, because, Badam HaMakom. But here Hashem killed the Egyptians.
They're not banim lamakom. So how is he mitami himself there? The answer is because they didn't die until the morning. And goseis haru galchay lechodvarav. This brisa proves the halacha of goseis haru galchay lechodvarav. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to kill them and not kaviyochol be mitami himself. Amazing. Nachlas Yaakov on the bottom of the Eva Rabasi explaining the brisa printed at the beginning of Meseches Smachos. Okay. Moving right along. One more line. So the Gemara, so that's Maushe Yitame. Third question. Third foolish question, so to speak. Divrei Boros that they asked him. Mesim la'asir lavo. Tzrichin hazah shlishi v'shvi o ein tzrichin hazah. By Tchias HaMesim, will the people who died need to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma on day 3 and 7? We know anybody who touches a dead body has to be sprinkled on day 3 and 7. What about these people who were dead? Did they touch themselves? Or maybe they were in the state of Misa. So therefore, do they require? So Amalami says to them, L'sheyichyu nechakim lahem. You know, we'll deal with that then. This is the source in Shas 4. Let's cross that bridge when we get there. We will deal with them. Interesting answer. Number one. Number two. Ika da'amri. L'kashiyava Moshe Rabbeinu imam. Moshe's going to come then. Moshe's going to come then. So we'll deal with the last Moshe Rabbeinu then. Obvious question that many, I'm sure, are bothered by. What do you mean, Moshe? What do we say all over Shas? Teku, not Meku. Tishvi, oh yeah, Navi Yitaretz. Why Moshe Rabbeinu? So, two answers. Says the Chassam Sofer and in Tshuva, no Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because it already happened once in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. What do you mean it happened? When Bnei Yisrael, their neshamis were parchu by Matan Torah, and then they got them back after the first two Dibros. Moshe is going to tell us whether they required Hazah Shlishi V'Shvi. So whatever happened then will happen now. Sam Sofer. Creative. The other answer maybe one could suggest is based on the Kedushas Levi that we quoted in a number of times in the past, that's quoted in the Yema Banim Smecha, and that is, why does it always say Teku and not Meku? Tishbi Yataritz, because Eliyahu HaNavi is around in our world. He comes. He comes to every bris. He's around in our world. He comes to every Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. Moshe died. Eliyahu never died. And to have a Shiloh, you have to have somebody to give an answer to a Shiloh. It has to be somebody who's involved in the world. Somebody who's not involved in the world can't pask in Shilohs. He has to know what's going on. You can't ask Avraham Avinu a Shiloh about a telephone. Because he's not here. Eliyahu Navi is here. So that's why the Gemara always says Teku and not Meku. But what about here? Here, we're talking about a Shiloh that's only going to exist then, and Moshe Rabbeinu will exist then. So then it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. It goes back to Moshe, he is our ultimate Rabbeinu. It's a Shiloh only about the future. And it's a Shiloh only about the future, so then Moshe Rabbeinu will be there in the future. It's that Tishbi Yitari, it's only we're going to have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi, the future Shiloh that deal with Bizman HaZeh, now. Shilohs that come up now that we don't know the answer to. Eliyahu will be able to tell us because he's around now. Masha Enkein, Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll be around then. So any Shiloh that's unique and specific to them, then they can be around. Beautiful. Sam Sofer has a tshuva also. We mentioned it, I think, or more recently as well. It's a beautiful tshuva we mentioned it in Maseches Eruvin, where the Gemara talks about how could Eliyahu HaNavi come from outside the Tzchum on Shabbos. So the Sam Sofer in the Likutim, in the last Chelek Vav, Likutim Simen Sadeches, he said that Eliyahu HaNavi has two forms. He has the form of a guf and he has the form of a neshama. Kimi olam lo ala Eliyahu begufo lamalam yutfachim. Eliyahu HaNavi's guf never went above 10 tfachim. Ach nifrada nishmaso migufo. Sham. V'haneshama ole umishamish lamala bin malachay hashar. Is v'gufo nizdagdik v'shor began eden atachtor b'olam hazeh. Like many hold. Gan Eden is somewhere in this world. Ubiyom ha'visora v'mher of Yemenu. When the day comes for him to make the announcement. Tisla beish nishmaso beguf ha'kadosh alaz. His neshama will go into his guf. V'oz hukachol adam mechach me'v'neviyah Yisrael. V'hu musmach me'rabo achiyah shiloni. Omi Moshe Rabbeinu. The chain will continue. Smicha im hu Pinchas v'hu yismach eschach miYisrael v'oz yish lo din kachol b'nei Yisrael v'chein v'chol pam shemizgala u'mizra'a ba'olam hazeh melubash begufo hazach ach kishemizgala b'nishmaso kimo, but if he only comes in his neshama form kimo b'yom hamila oz einenu mechuyah b'mitzvahs, he doesn't have to worry about tchum issues. He's only coming with his neshama, not with his guf. B'meisim chavshik siv v'ocha yorei l'mimata l'mala l'shach sham tchumin, and also going from up to down or matalamala going from down to up. It's not shayach. Ukshemizkalo fanzeh haru kamalach v'chulu v'chulu. And he talks about it. Vav tzadeches dibra maschil aval ha'emes yored darko Eliyahu HaNavi and Moshe Rabbeinu. Great. Shlosha next. set of questions. The last one, Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz. Three ways of the world, Divrei Derech Eretz. I'm not going to finish these, but let's do the ones that we can. What should a person do to become wise? Amar lahen. Maybe you should look at the menorah. But other than that, Amar lahen, yarbe v'yeshiva v'yimai peskora. It's got to sit. It's got to put in the time and study chachma, and study Torah. V'yimai peskora, and just be koveya itim, and make taraska keva umalach tacharai. Amar harbi also came to lahen. I many tried. Ella yivakshu rachem imimisha chachma shalom. Boom, very important. You also got to daven. Every hishtablus, this is the hishtablus and tefillah gemara. Every hishtablus in our life has to be accompanied with tefillah. Revolvi writes in his Sefer, 50% of child rearing is tefillah. 50% we do, the best what we could do, and the other 50% is davening for our children. Right? That's Misha Chachma Shalom. That's going to come up soon. Shenemar ki yashin yitain chachma mipiv da'asu tfuna. That's it. Tani Rav Chiya, mashal lamelech. What's a mashal for this? Lamelech basav adam shal asa sud la'avadav. A human king makes a suda for his servants. Umishak ala'ovav yashal afanav. And he sends out to his loved ones from what's in front of him. So Hashem has chachma. So he wants to give it out. That's the bracha that we say on the Gadol Hador. So my kamashlon, what's the chiddush? The habahaha lo sagya. The mashal is that you need both. One without the other does not work. You need the hishtavus and you need the tefillah. Question two. My yasa adam yisasher. How do you become rich? Amar lahen yarbe bischora v'yisav yitin be'emuna. You have to put in the time. Yarbe bischora v'yitin be'emuna. The gra here, interestingly, he wipes this out. Yarbe bischora nimchak. No. Don't be Marv Eschara. You're Marv Eschara. Takes out those two words. Right? Just like, interestingly, the Zmira, the Zemer for Moshe Shabbos is Hamavda Menkodes Lechol, Chalasinu Yimchol, Zareinu V'Chaspenu Yarbe Gachol, V'Chulu. The Gra has a different girsa. He doesn't like Zareinu V'Chaspenu. Zareinu V'Zechu Yosenu Yarbe Gachol. He has a different girsa. Good. Yarbe V'Eschara V'Yitim V'Yitim V'Emuna. So, that's our girsa, but be honest. What does honest mean? The Ben Yo Yada says it doesn't mean just not to steal. That's obvious. But it means you have to have a hakara that everything is from Hashem. Amru lo harbe also gave lo ho'ilu. Many did this. El yivakish rachamim mimi sheha osher shalo. Ask for rachmanis from the one who's in charge of the osher. Shneemar li hakesav li yazav. Hashem is in charge of the kesav and the zav. My kamash malan. Tohabo halo halo sagi. Again, what's the chiddush? That you need both. You need it in terms of Torah, you need it in terms of Osher. We're going to stop here, and then we're going to see it's also in terms of children and the other as well. We did Chachma, we did Osher, we're going to do Banim Zachar. I'm sorry, three. Those are the three that we're going to do. He has three questions, and we'll start with the Banim next time. By the way, there's an interesting discussion in the postgame. What about Eishes Eliyahu? The Truman Sadeshin discusses Eishes Eliyahu. This is one of the proofs, probably, that we know that the Trumas Hadeshen was not really asked his Shilas. Interesting that somebody would ask him this Shilas. But the Trumas Hadeshen has in the Psakim and the Ksavim and the Chelik Beis and the Kuf Beis, Eishes Eliyahu, Eishes Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who also didn't die. Im Yecholim Linasi Lishacher. Because the wife of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what was she supposed to do? Can she marry somebody? Do you need death or divorce? Or what if you know he just disappears? What if he just wakes up one day? So he says, the Trumas Hadeshen says in Simin Kuf Beis, Mashma, he says, Mashma, that I would think maybe it's a problem. He says, "Tamahani tuva, lama tarach l'lishol shayla kazos." Why do you ask such a shayla? Which I'm sorry, this is the chelik beis. So chelik beis were real shaylas. Chelik aleph is a machlokas amongst the scholars, but chelik beis are real shaylas. So he says, "Why do you ask me such a question?" Halo yadata, you know the gemara at the end of Nida, daf ayin, the question of Alexandria, and one of they asked the three questions, and he says, "Ben Ashunamis upshita lan meis matame vein isim melech matame meis matame vein chay matame afal picha vade ishto shalom meisa." The wife of Lot was definitely dead. El shenefcha leguf acher uben Ashunamis ayim meisa lachazav ayechiv afal piki namar shein matame hachanami yesh lomer eishes rei ehu asura velo eishes malach shekulan ruchani velo gufani. Especially makes up a drasha eishes rei ehu velo eishes malach. Because that is Gufani, and that is Ruchani, that is what he says. Beautiful, we'll end with the Trumas Hadeshen in Sumat Kufes. I'm giving this year before Tisha B'Av, we should be Zocha, that this should be the last Tisha B'Av that we have, and next year with Hashem, we should be Zocha to have the Shir of Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av. We shouldn't have to try to figure out a way to do it before or after, and we should all be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh.